looking for help and answers with the drought. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
The sky's not falling. The agricultural industry in Tennessee is strong, it's deep-rooted, and we will come back. Having said all that, we're doing everything we can to increase profitability on farms.
Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture Ken Gibbons says the state is working any and every avenue they can to try and help farmers through this record-breaking drought and extreme heat. Whether it's through their multifaceted cost share ag enhancement program or working to remove restrictions on hay coming into the state.
I want to assure everybody in this state that, number one, I wouldn't let the fact of 12, 18 inches of hay, quite frankly, be the difference. If I needed hay, I'd have hay brought in. The Department of Safety and TDOT are going to be very reasonable in those enforcement of those rules. And number two, we're working actually to get a formal resolution of that issue.
Gibbons says there's also quite a concern over water shortages for livestock, and today they are moving up their timeline for the requirement of burn permits.
We will be requiring folks to call us to get a permit to have an open burn, and the governor mentioned that, or at least let me put it like this, we're working to get that established because our fields are very just a tinderbox, our forests and our timberlands are just a tinderbox right now, so we're working on that issue.
Now, normally, burn permits are not required through the Division of Forestry until October the 15th. And the Ag Commissioner says it's still way too early to calculate the damages from this drought, but
it's real safe to say that it's above $500 million. I mean, even a horticulture industry, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to drive around and look in yards and look at trees dying to know that we've got some substantial damage.
Unprecedented challenges for Tennessee farmers, but the Commissioner of Agriculture says they will bounce back. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.